Our political correspondent, Enda McLafferty, is with us. Good morning, Enda. How are you?
Good morning, Vinny.
Well, someone's on the phone looking for you there, Enda. they're ringing you to tell you that you're on the radio.
I don't think so. Perhaps it's Theresa May ringing up to tell us what her great plan is that she's going to present on Monday morning
whenever she stands
up at Westminster.
Could well be. It's been another momentous week in politics. Let's start, first of all, some Labour MPs met with Theresa May, even though Jeremy Corbyn said he wouldn't until the no-deal option was off the table. So is there any sign that she could peel off enough support from Labour MPs to get it through even without Jeremy?
I think that would be very difficult, Vinny, given the numbers that were voted against her withdrawal deal, 230, remember, at Westminster. We know that there are a lot of different strands pulling in all sorts of directions at Westminster, and for Theresa May to be able to knit something together before Monday morning is a huge ask. When you consider how far we've travelled over the course of the past 2 years, the fact that she put all her strength and effort into the deal she presented last week and it was shattered into 230 different pieces, Vinny, it's very difficult to see if she can come up with anything really that's going to get her through the massive hurdle that is the House of Commons right now. So we're not expecting, I don't think, anything to be pulled out of the hat on Monday morning, and for all of us to say we never thought of that.
We'll have to wait and see what happens. These meetings that the PM has asked to have with the MPs, what is she hoping to get from these meetings?
Well, I think this is very much a cosmetic exercise, Vinny, because she knows where everybody stands, essentially, because we've studied this and we've focused on this for over 2 years, so she's not going to hear anything terribly new from those that she sits across the table from during the course of these series of engagements. But I think Theresa May was left with no other option, if you like, to try and broaden the scope of her thinking on this. But to be talking to these parties does not mean that she is necessarily listening, nor does it mean that she's going to come up with any great plan, having taken stock from all the wide range of views at Westminster right now. I think there is a sense that Theresa May was left with no other option but to start this sense of negotiation, just to be able to be seen to be doing something, in other words, because that was a massive defeat that she suffered this week, and I'm sure she's been licking her wounds ever since, trying to figure out how she's going to get her head around this particular mess. But it has, if you like, emboldened the other sides, because it was interesting to see that those people that she was meeting this week all considered themselves winners. The Leavers and the Remainers considered themselves winners because they had defeated the great plan, and they were going in to meet the great loser, if you like, in this whole equation. So Theresa May is very much on the back foot right now, but it's very, very difficult to see her pulling something out of the hat before Monday that will, if you like, help move this situation forward. And we expect her to perhaps come up with some kind of holding position come Monday morning, and then we will wait and see what is produced the following week whenever she says that we're going to have a debate and a vote at Westminster once more.
The DUP and their role in all of this, is it changing at all?
Well, you can certainly see the swagger back in the DUP step after this week, because let's remind what happened as far as they're concerned. The deal that they despised was blown out of the water, and then they got a chance to remind everybody of the position that they hold at Westminster, the fact that they are the kingmakers, they are the ones keeping Theresa May in power, because had it not been for the DUP, Theresa May today would be out of government. She would have lost that vote of confidence by one vote. So the DUP are very much in the driving seat right now, and you can sense that when you hear Nigel Dodds and Arlene Foster talking after emerging from number 10. They are very much in a different place now when it comes to Theresa May, talking about what they see as where this process is going to go from here, because they know that Theresa May is perhaps listening to them now like she hasn't listened to them in the past. And the fact that we had Ken Clark this week, of course, yesterday, talking about the DUP, describing them as a sectarian Protestant party, that hasn't even taken the gloss of the DUP this week, because they know that they're in the right place now. They have Theresa May's ear, and they're going to make sure that they use it to maximum effect.
And the no confidence vote that we had a few days ago, and in the government, were the DUP ever in any circumstances going to vote against that, with the risk of letting Jeremy Corbyn in?
No, never on the radar at any stage, Vinny, because the DUP know that their ace card is the fact that they do decide Theresa May's fate. And we know that Labour are considering more votes of confidence than Theresa May. So that's good news for the DUP, because they know that their votes are going to be used perhaps time and time again by Theresa May to keep her in office. But the DUP were always going to side with the government on this, because in a sense, to not do so would have left the Conservatives out of government right now, facing the prospect perhaps of a general election, and who knows, Jeremy Corbyn getting the keys for number 10, and that's something that the DUP simply could not live with. So it was all pretty predictable this week, but it was quite a spectacle, it has to be said, Vinny, because there on that vote of confidence we had Tory MPs who the previous night, if you like, had knifed Theresa May politically in the back, and there they were the following day clapping her in the back and saying, job well done, keep it up, we're going to be supporting you, let's see where this process goes from here.
Enda McClafferty, pleasure as always, thank you very much. You can go and ring that person back to see who they were and what they were looking for. Enda, thank you. Right, Brexit and more Brexit, with many, many questions still to be answered. So let's have a look back at the journey the UK has taken to get to where we are today.
I will go to Parliament and propose that the British people decide our future in Europe through an in-out referendum on Thursday, the 23rd of June. The choice is in your hands.
The total number of votes cast in favour of Remain was 16,141,241. In favour of Leave, 17,410,742. This means that the UK has voted to leave the European Union.
The British people have made a very clear decision to take a different path. And as such, I think the country requires fresh leadership to take it in this direction. I will do everything I can as Prime Minister to steady the ship
over the coming weeks and months. But I do not think it would be right for me to try and be the captain that steers our country to the next destination.
I wouldn't care what sort of situation I face as long as I'm out of Europe. Because the impositions of Europe, the intrusions of Europe have damaged Northern Ireland down through the years. We are free now.
Theresa, your notion of a border, hard and soft, stick it where the sun doesn't shine, because you're not putting it in Ireland.
We fought a terrorist campaign to stay part of the United Kingdom. And we are not going to allow bureaucrats in Brussels to separate us from the rest of the United Kingdom. There can be no ground given on that.
The DUP do not speak for the people of the North. They misrepresent the views of the people of the North. And collectively, we know that the backstop is the bottom line in this negotiation. It needs to be permanent.
Anyone who wishes to protect Ireland North and South needs to get off their Brexiteer high horse, needs to face reality in the face, and needs to understand that the agreement now, as brokered, is what Brexit looks like. If I were Arlene Foster, I would wake up, smell the coffee.
You said that even during the Troubles, we didn't have a hard border.
That's right.
Many people will remember that differently.
Yes, but it was for completely different reasons, I think you'll accept, Mark. It was for the reasons of security. And even then, terrorists were able to come and go at their pleasure across the border. So even in no circumstances, we weren't able to stop. And of course, at that time, it was to stop Semtex and terrorism. Now we're talking about powdered milk and matters like that.
The collective decision of Cabinet was that the government should agree the draft withdrawal agreement, which is in the best interests of our entire United Kingdom.
The deal on the table is the best option available.
Actually, the terms are so bad.
We aren't taking back control, we are giving it away.
Why do we need to have the backstop?
Is the vote definitely going to happen?
Yes. The vote is definitely off. Alan Duncan, as a member of the government, what do you say?
Five.
Put it back. No.
Four.
This sounds and looks like a coup.
Dare I say to Newsnight, coup is the wrong word.
Three.
I will contest that vote with everything I've got.
Two.
The parliamentary party does have confidence.
Yeah. One.
I think the deal is doomed.
Not since the war has this House of this Parliament faced a more important moment.
I've now got to walk back to Parliament with all of this.
My job is not to be a cheerleader for the executive branch.
We accept the deal that the Prime Minister has negotiated.
What we are voting on this week is exactly the same deal we should have voted on in December.
I say we should deliver
for the British people and get on with building a brighter future for our country by backing this deal, and I commend this statement to the House.
The ayes to the right, 202. The noes to the left, 432. So the noes have it, the noes have it. Unlock!
The government has lost the confidence of this House and this country. I therefore, Mr. Speaker, inform you I have now tabled a motion of no confidence in this government.
The House of Commons has said that they don't want this deal. I want to know what deal the House of Commons really want.
What she needs to do is, with a high heart, fortified by the massive rejection of the House of Commons, go back to our friends and partners and say, look, we need another way out of this.
We'll vote against the Labour Party's confidence motion. We want to see the Conservative government continuing to deliver on Brexit. We never wanted a change of government. We wanted a change of policy.
I ask members on all sides of the House to listen to the British people who want this issue settled and to work with the government to do just that.
The ayes to the right, 306. The noes to the left, 325.
I'm inviting MPs from all parties to come together to find a way forward.
Before there can be any positive discussions about the way forward, The government must remove the prospect of a no-deal Brexit in the EU and all the chaos that would come as a result of that.